It's always great to hear about blind entrepreneurs who are trying to give something back to the blind community and set up a business that meets our needs. Some time ago on Main Menu, we took a look at shellworld.net, operated by blind entrepreneur Ken Scott. Since we did that last interview, though, Shellworld has become bigger and a lot more ambitious now, with pretty much national coverage throughout the United States. So I'm joined once again by Ken Scott to fill us in on the latest developments. Welcome back to the program, Ken, and I suppose we should start from the beginning for those people who missed the last time we talked. What is Shellworld? Can you tell us what it's all about?
Well, Shellworld started out as a internet service provider which was going to make available primarily to the blind community shell accounts, Unix shell accounts, which would be accessible from elsewhere on the net via Telnet or SSH. This requires a certain amount of assumed knowledge, but for the sake of this discussion, that's where it started out to be, and we did okay, not great, but okay. It got to the point where we weren't selling a lot of accounts, and the choice, it basically became obvious that we were going to have to make a decision. Either we give it up or we take it up to the next level, which was to offer dial-up service, dial-up shell accounts, and for that matter, dial-up PPP accounts. And so back at the end of January, 1st of February of this year, that's what we decided to do, and now we are basically a, albeit small, a full-service ISP with dial-up access from somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,100 to 1,200 numbers, phone numbers across the U.S. and Canada. We don't quite have the whole U.S. covered, but it's close, and several access points in Canada as well.
That's a significant achievement. When we last spoke, he was saying to me that that was quite a difficult thing to achieve, cost-wise. Have you just decided to bite the bullet and invest a lot more, or have circumstances changed to allow you to provide this service?
Well, we had come so far that I hated just to give it up. We were spending something like $500 a month, yes, to do what we were doing. And basically what we did was double that. We weren't making money when we made the change, but we doubled the expenses. I don't know how much sense it made. Hopefully in the long run it will prove to have been worth it. But I don't know. I had just put so much into it and believed in it and believed in this community enough to the point where I thought if we could offer a dial-up service, that would get us enough new customers to make a go of it. Even though the expenses were greater, ultimately we would get enough new customers in the end to be able to cover not only what we had been spending, but what we were going to have to spend in terms of an increase to offer the dial-up service. I'm not looking to make a whole bunch of money. I don't expect to make a whole bunch of money. That's not realistic. I think that's pretty well been proven at this point. But, you know, at some point we do have to at least start breaking even. And certainly appearances on your show and other bits of publicity that we've been able to gather here and there over the months help toward that fact. And so I certainly, again, appreciate the opportunity to talk to you. And really, ACB as a whole has been great to us and given us a lot of attention in Braille form and such, and we certainly appreciate that.
Well, it's good to allow blind people the opportunity to find out that you're out there. I'm interested in whether the timing is right for what you're doing, because it seems to me that a number of appliances such as the Braille Lights, the new Millennium version, and the Braille Note, of course, is out now, they all seem to be having PPP-type access, and I know that you say you're offering that too. We'll come to that in a minute. But in terms of shell accounts, is there still as much demand as there used to be from blind people for that technology?
Well, that's one thing we hope to be able to accomplish. I've heard, I'm a shell user myself and have been for many years, and I always heard, really over the course of the last 4 or 5 years, it was becoming more and more obvious that providers were dropping shell accounts for any number of reasons, security-related reasons and then various other things, people using shell accounts for things that they really shouldn't be using them for, and those of us who had a legitimate use for them were just sort of thrown out with the bathwater, unfortunately. But I believed and had heard all this time that what this community wanted was a good, reliable shell account provider, and the resources were there to try it. So, you know, we tried to put something online that would meet that need. At first, like I said earlier, it was just accessible from elsewhere on the net. So basically, you had to still have a local account of some sort to be able to get to us. And we pretty much hit the wall, it seemed like, as far as the number of customers we were going to be able to get via that particular route. So we added the dial-up service, and it's coming along. It's slow, but it's progressing. I believed back then and still believe now that this community can support certainly everything that I've ever heard from friends and just on mailing lists and various other places indicates to me that this community wants, or at least a large segment of this community would like to have available to it, a shell account provider. And, you know, we're here, and it is run by someone from this community for this community, and you know, if people want to take advantage of it, it's here. I would hate to think that they didn't, and one day we had to pack it in, and then, you know, it's going to hurt to hear a couple of years down the line people saying, well, I wish there was a good shell account provider or whatever, when there was one, and they didn't take advantage of it.
And I also hear that you're offering PPP account access as well. So does that mean that anybody with a Windows-based email system can now use Shell World as well?
Absolutely. As a part of the improvements that we made, just by virtue of going with the dial-up network provider that we went with to provide the dial-up access, we are able to set up our customers as either Shell customers or PPP. We can't give them both. They have to make, well, we can't give them both by way of dial-up. They have to make a decision when they sign up if they want, by default, a PPP account or a shell account. If they want a PPP account, we can and do give them a Telnet shell account, which they can connect to via Telnet from their PPP account, or they can have a shell account directly. That's That wasn't what we were looking at doing when we started the dial-up service, but it was just sort of a fringe benefit. It was there, so, you know, it would have been foolish not to make it available to those who might want it.
Yeah, it's actually quite difficult sometimes to find a really good ISP with sufficient bandwidth. I'm dealing on a regular basis with a lot of people who are using Windows-based technology, but who are connecting with a modem, and they can't find an ISP that even allows them really to do some decent streaming with a modem. So what's the bandwidth like from Shell World?
Yeah, we can handle that kind of thing. Pretty much anything that you could do with a PPP account, we're really no different than, at this point, really no different than any other ISP. You would dial with the modem and with your software and connect, and you can go out and do listen to your ACB radio or whatever you might want to do from a PPP account with us. Of course, you can't do that with the shell, but the shell people know that, and that's just one of the limitations. But true, we can theoretically, at least, we could handle a situation where somebody wanted to do a streaming of their own or anything of that sort. It would be a little more complicated than just your typical dial-up account, but sure, theoretically, we could handle that as well.
Yeah, and presumably you'd negotiate a price for something special like that.
It would be more costly. Yeah, it would cost us more, so therefore it would cost the potential customer more. What we really concentrate on right now is the basic end-user consumer type accounts, be they dial-up shell, dial-up PPP, or Telnet shell. But, you know, anybody who had a need for anything a little bit more exotic or whatever could certainly get in touch with me, and if we could handle it, then we would certainly give them a price, and if we could do it and they wanted to do it, then it would be done.
How much does basic service cost then for your regular shell and PPP accounts?
We are charging, let's start at the lowest with just the Ethernet shell, which you would need to have some other form of local access. That right now is $11, yes. The dial-up accounts, both PPP and shell, are $19.95 per month. The reason for the difference is that we contract with another company for access to their dial-up network. Obviously, it would be a major undertaking to try to set up our own dial-up network and access points across the country and really across the continent, you know, that kind of thing. So we contract with another company. They take most of the difference between the $11 for the Tonet shell and the $19.95 for the dial-up shell or the dial-up PPP account goes to them. So that's the reason for the difference. But $19.95 is fairly commonplace. It's pretty much the standard. You can find accounts for a little more. You can find accounts for a little less, and you can get some phone companies and such, long-distance providers and whatnot will offer a better deal for an Internet account if you have long-distance service for them and all that sort of thing. But for your typical Internet account, $19.95 is pretty much the going rate. I wish it could be lower, but I don't feel too bad about it being where it is either. That's just sort of the way it has to be.
And are there any limits associated with that? Can you stay connected forever or what?
Well, we call it... That's and this is a common problem across the industry, too. They call it unlimited access. And if you tried to stay connected all the time, then you would run into a problem. It really wouldn't, well, it would be for me because you'd be my customer. But ultimately, I would get pressure from the dial-up network people to do something about my customer who was tying up a line for an extended period of time. But generally, 8 hours, they consider, in fact, it may even be a hard limit. It may disconnect after 8 hours. I'm not really sure. But 8 hours is generally considered the limit for a session. Most folks, I think, I've probably gone longer than that myself at one time or another, but I think most people can live with an 8-hour session limit. In theory, all you got to do is call right back if you need to. So while they call it unlimited, again, that's always been the case, and it's really not an accurate term. But for all intents and purposes, for the average person, it's fairly unlimited. I don't think most people would run into a problem with it.
And I think we discussed this last time, but just to refresh my memory, how much control does one have over the shell? What programs are available, and can you add additional programs?
Well, we have the latest versions, and we're rather proud of that because a lot of the shell providers, which do still exist, have sort of let their service just stagnate as far as not keeping software up to date. But we run the latest, very latest versions of things like the Lynx web browser. Again, the folks who are familiar with the shell account will know what that is, and there's a certain amount of implied knowledge here, but it would get to be more complicated than what we could go into here as far as what all these things are. But we have the latest version of Lynx. That's a web browser. We have the very latest version of the Pine email program. Very latest versions of a couple of IRC chat clients that can be run from the shell. Just as a general rule, we try to keep everything current, up to date. If something new comes out that we think our users would like or that someone lets us know that they would like, then we add it. In theory, our users can add their own software, too, if they like. We don't prevent that, but ideally, we'd like to be able to know what they want and add it ourselves system-wide and make it available to everyone so that will, obviously, just being available system-wide benefits everyone, plus it will save them disk space of their own in their own account to do other things so that they don't have to add the software that they want just for their own use. We can make it available to everyone and save them space in their account in the process.
So if people want to find out more information, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, we finally, and last time we talked, we really didn't have a website up as such. We finally, with the advent of the dial-up service, got that up and running, and it is available at www.shellworld.net. We have information there about just basic information about who we are, what we do, there is a link to a page with all our access numbers available from that main site, listed by state, and just other odds and ends and information about what we do. We also have some order forms there if people want to order online, or they can email me directly with any questions if they have problems navigating the website or just would rather order by some other means. They can email me at admin@shellworld.net, and let me know what they need, and we'll try to accommodate them that way. We want to make ourselves available to those who want to take advantage of our services, and we'll certainly do whatever we can to take care of them and see to it that they get access to those services. We have people who order from the web. We have people who email me their information, and we get them set up. We have people paying by credit card. We have people paying by check or money order. If they want the services, we'll do what needs to be done to see to it that they get them.
Well, I wish you all the best with it. It's nice to see the business growing in this way. And we'll keep in touch in the future, I'm sure. Thanks for coming on the show again.
Thank you again, Jonathan, and again to you and ACB and everyone who is and has been and or ever will be supportive of us in any way and keeping the word out about us and getting the word out about us. We certainly appreciate your efforts and hope that we can continue to provide these services and continue to earn your trust. Thanks again.